5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Make a statement everyone agrees with. Hot Wings, you called your shot. Now, this is
Yes. This
is the simple challenge. You can call in. You can text in. But it's something everyone can agree with. Now, you might have to go a long ways for that because we are a divided country, as we're told. But I do think there's lots of things that we do agree on. Just those don't get clicks. So let's see. So far, the leading one was one that came in during the timeout. And that is, I think everyone can agree that no matter how bad it is to dress as Katy Perry while you're dating Orlando Bloom, and that is his ex, it's still better than dressing as Hitler, no matter who you're dating.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But could you say everyone agrees with that?
Nazis wouldn't.
No, they would not.
Nazis would probably
A Nazi would not. And we're looking for, we're not looking for just agreement between good people. But we have something that even all people can agree on.
I've got the definitive. I am so confident in this. I will say that normal people, Nazis, Bolsheviks, Christians, non-Christians, everyone will agree with this.
Okay. Wow. What about tall people?
Tall people, short people, thin people, fat people.
Why'd you point at me when you said fat? He just did his finger up in the air. I'm being a D.
You'll even agree with us, Kelly.
Okay.
Regardless of where you feel you fall onto the body scale.
Okay.
McDonald's fountain Coke is better than any other Coke. Better than bottled Coke, canned Coke. McDonald's fountain drinks are better than their bottled or canned equivalent.
It's the straw, right? Haven't they said the straw is what makes it so damn good?
I doubt.
Flavored straws or something?
It's the mix, the way that they ship it and keep it
cold. Their mix is different, and also, they refrigerate the lines, don't they?
They
yeah.
keep it in, so good. I think, like, steel things instead of cardboard and plastic. Mm.
But McDonald's Coke is better. McDonald's Sprite is better. McDonald's any drink is better than its equivalent.
Mm-hmm. What if you're indifferent to it?
That's what I am.
That counts as better. That counts as not the opposite.
I do think it's better
if you drink it straight out of a bottle. Like it's gritty and coats your teeth. It's so sugary. But out of a fountain, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely so crispy from McDonald's. It's so crispy and so good every time.
It feels more refreshing than it does out of just a straight bottle.
I like that little shock you get when you first get a Sprite from there. That first sip, I one time had to look in the straw to make sure there wasn't a bug in there that stung me.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's
it gets you.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
It's crispy. It gets you.
Okay. I don't know about the bug Sprite, but
I haven't had that particular experience myself, but I do think that they're all better. And I think everyone agrees.
This text, I agree with Hot Wings and his Coke statement. This next text, Coke sucks. It doesn't matter if they put lipstick on the pig. It still sucks. Yeah. I guess you didn't do it.
You're missing the point, friend.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a willful butthole contrarian. That's all that person is. That's a person no one likes. 100%, I guarantee.
I agree.
The world agrees that person is probably a butthole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't like Coke?
Yeah, they're just being contrarian for the reason to be contrarian.
So you made a statement you expect everyone to agree with, and because they didn't, this person is an obstinate fool.
Uh-huh. Yes.
If they'd have said Pepsi, I'd have believed them. If Hot Wings had said Pepsi, I'd have disagreed with them. You know? But Coca-Cola, no. They've got so many damn good products.
So you agree with this person then that said that's not fair?
No, I agree with Hot Wings.
Why? You
Coca-Cola...
said if he had said Pepsi, you would disagree, but the premise would still be the same.
But the brands you are would different, just be being, and that's the difference.
You would just be being Pepsi... an obstinate butthole that everyone hates.
Pepsi's hateable in comparison.
It is.
Thank you. See, we can agree on that. That is something everyone can agree on. Coke is better than Pepsi. In any language.
Not everyone.
Well, I mean, no, not everybody. Pretty much agreed
everyone.
On that.
The only reason you wouldn't is because you're from Jersey and you grew up on it and you got some weird
there
pride.
There are people
in Pepsi.
That buy Pepsi on purpose.
Yeah. I was agreeing with you.
I'm not debating this with you about whether or not people buy Pepsi. Like,
I know.
There's no gun to their head.
I literally said, the world has agreed that Coke is better.
No, I will maintain even in a fountain. Fountain Pepsi would be better than canned Pepsi.
Well, in a
you love a
where
fountain
Coke
so much,
option,
why don't you marry it?
You won't pick Pepsi.
That's not the point, though.
I know your point.
Do you?
Kelly's just arguing to argue.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
All right, who else has one? The sound of people eating is annoying.
Yeah.
Does anyone disagree?
Food smacking? Oh.
Yeah, but food smacking's bad.
Now I have to deal with the perverts, because there are some perverts who are like, it really turns me on to hear someone eat mashed potatoes with their mouth open.
Gross.
Yeah, that's true. Because I will say that I'm always amused by the sound of a dog eating a kernel of popcorn, but not a person.
I love hearing animals eat when they do their little chop, 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 chop.
I don't always love hearing animals eat when they get to the slurp spot.
Oh, yeah.
The slurp spot.
Yeah, you know, like when they're smacking their lips after they drink water or if they're eating wet food, it's kind of gross. But anything crunchy is pretty fun.
Even my cat eating his wet food, he goes, and it's so cute. And I even gave him one of those little, like, cat go-gurts the other day, the squeezable treats. And the way he was lapping that up, I was like, I could do this all day. This is so cute.
Your transition from I might get a cat to full-on cat lady has been
pretty rapid.
Efficient and rapid. Yes, absolutely.
I'm only a cat lady for my cat, though.
That's what all cat ladies say.
I'm like, meh, you're cute, but... I could do without you.
Mine's special.
Yeah, until you steal that person's cat and it becomes yours and then you love it.
That's true. I did do that already.
Ooh, how about this one? There is not a single person on earth who would disagree with this statement. Mosquitoes are the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not much debate on that.
There's some scientist who would say, oh, but without mosquitoes, the whole ecosystem would collapse.
I don't think it would.
The science community was like, let's put a gene in them, make them so they can't reproduce.
Yeah, let's get rid of them. Kill off mosquitoes.
That's what they talked about to help with malaria. But then I'm sure somebody would say, well, what about the food chain? Mm. It'll adjust.
Yeah, it will adjust.
We'll figure it out.
Bats can start going to a food court.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there used to be dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They went away.
I'm tired
Everything
of
else kind yeah. of figured it out.
Yeah. If they hadn't gone away, how would we have too many movies about the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
This one, beer on tap is better than beer out of the package.
Mm. Mm-mm.
I honestly don't know if I could tell the difference unless I saw you pour it or open it.
I think if you poured
a bottle into a cup.
I think it's more the process. Like I would rather have a draft beer in a cold glass at a bar than a canned beer at my own house.
Mm-hmm. But see, whenever I order a Michelob Ultra and they bring it out in a glass because they have it on draft, it ruins my day. I get really sad. But when they bring me a frosty old bottle, glass bottle, ugh. Or when they have those aluminum bottles. Are you kidding? Those are the best.
The ones that you can put the top back on?
I do like those.
It tastes so much. It has the McDonald's Sprite effect. It kind of shocks you.
Do you check to see if there's a bug in it, just like the Sprite?
No, because it has a better lid.
The shock is big for you, right? You should start eating and drinking blindfolded just people put some stuff in front of you and then see how it goes. Well, this is shocking, Maitland.
Yeah. I'd be down.
Everything could have a bug in it. This one. I think everyone in the world can agree that Hot Wings is a little too confident about how smart he is at times.
I agree.
That makes sense. Yeah. Right? No pushback from me.
I agree.
Let's see. I don't know if we got mosquito one might be the closest, right?
For the most agreeable?
Probably.
This text, there is a tribe in Africa that I read about that has mosquito infestation so badly, they catch them and make mosquito burgers out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
No, thank you.
High source of protein. It seems if they're that isolated, they wouldn't call them burgers. What are you having? I made McMosquitoes. But I see your point.
McMosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
McMosquitoes. That was much better, wasn't
that's
it?
Good.
Yeah, we can all agree that was better. This one, I think the world agrees that Casey Anthony did it. I mean, the jury didn't, so.
Oh, that's true. That's a solid point, because I was sitting here as a solid, yeah, we do believe that.
Yeah. I mean, they could.
That's still weird to think about.
Now, technically, that jury could believe that she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But within the guidelines of being a juror,
yeah,
not without a shadow of the doubt, right?
Well, that would be tough if you were on that jury. I mean, anytime there's those cases, like the OJ case, I mean, I'm sure that if you talk to everybody on the jury, they all think that he did it, but just couldn't prove it.
Boy, that'd be fascinating.
How did they not prove that, by the way? I know it's like 30 years ago, but.
Well, public defender against 7 of the highest powered attorneys.
Yeah.
I mean, and celebrity. Maybe.
Mind blowing.
Or he was innocent. You know, those gloves, they didn't fit. So
wasn't his blood found at the scene?
I don't know what's real and what's fake on that anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like there were so many things I heard stated as a fact when that case was going on in the years thereafter. Like they found blood in his shoes. I don't know. I didn't watch the evidence roll in. And, you know, you find out later that some of the stuff you've been told, not true.
Yeah, but then he wrote that book that was like, if I did it, this is how I would have done it or whatever.
Yeah. Boy, yeah, that was.
And that really solidified my thought.
Pretty hard to beat.
That he probably did.
Yeah.
We can all agree he wasn't a good person.
Footprints and gates. Simpson's blood was found in drops near footprints at the Bundy crime scene and on a trail leading away from the victims towards the back gate.
That seems damning.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yet not. Yet it wasn't.
Yeah.
We got a complaint email.
We did.
The other night.
Not everybody can agree on that.
What do we do?
No,
that,
but I wanted to.
It's worth complaining about.
To find it.
Remember, we used to do the complaint email of the day or whatever?
The hate email of the
the
day.
The hate email of the day and we put it up on the website.
Told we weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Why not?
That is you don't want really to promote fun. That people hate you. I'm like, yes, let's pretend no one does.
Yeah. No, we're universally liked. 100% of people love us and listen.
Stick that on a billboard.
So I want to read you the complaint because it's just wasn't one I thought we'd get. I don't even know when it was said.
Okay.
Subject line, Tiananmen.
What?
I know. I was surprised too.
Yeah. Oh, this must be from our big show that we did in 1989.
During today's show, y'all did some trivia, and during that trivia, Tiananmen was the answer to one of the what am I questions. I think they're referring to we played Who, What, Where, and it came up on one of the best of ours.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Tiananmen Square.
Within the hints given, it was mentioned that someone was run over by a tank, and I just wanted to say that no one was run over by a tank during the protests, and I just feel like perpetuating that lie on air was wrong. I don't expect you to apologize or do anything. I just needed to air my grievance and let you know that you should be more careful with such serious topics.
Mm. Oh, I mean, it was a pretty serious thing to be talking about.
Now,
citizen.
Is it petty that I then immediately went to Google and wrote down, did anyone get crushed by a tank at Tiananmen Square? Then screenshotted the numerous results confirming it and then cut and pasted into that email and replied and said, have a great weekend.
No, I think facts are facts.
Yeah.
Well, for somebody who is so hung up on facts, like that person that emailed. Yes.
I didn't even know that was a dispute that had been had. Like, was that an email from the Communist Party of China?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, Do we have some nationalist from China who's like, yeah, you know, I like this Free Beer and Hobbing show online, but I do not like the disruption of our propaganda. I mean, basically, the Chinese government was just handing out the finest meats and cheeses to all their civilians that day.
Yeah, it was largely misunderstood.
Seems like it. That's what someone is trying to say the world agrees with.
Yeah, they were just trying to exercise the treads.
Mm. Oh, I didn't think he was run over.
It said something like there were multiple people who were run over that day by various equipment.
See, this is...
What's that one say?
It says, no, the man known as Tank Man did not get run over by a tank. Onlookers intervened and pulled him to safety, and he was never seen again. I remember hearing that part.
Hmm.
Doesn't seem like that big of a win.
It says there was a student protester named Fang Zheng who was run over by a tank during the evacuation, resulting in the amputation of both of his legs.
I bet that person doesn't tell that story without saying, I got hit by a tank at Tiananmen.
I don't know. This isn't a topic I thought we would talk about today.
Yeah, well,
I have to admit.
I just read a line from a card. I'm not really mad at the person for sending it. I was just confused.
I do like the idea of bringing back the hate mail of the day. I think that's fun.
I mean, it would have to be a hate comment of the day now, because nobody sends emails except for this person on a Saturday afternoon, which I immediately responded.
Sometimes things are in your craw.
Yep, that was in there.
Got to address it.
That's basically what they said at the end.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.